Chapter 4. We can get you a woman to keep you warm at night. The London offices of BCG were right above the Green Park tube stop on the Piccadilly line in the heart of Mayfair. I presented myself at reception and was shown into John Lindquist's corner office, which resembled that of an absent-minded professor with books and papers stacked everywhere. When I laid eyes on him, I could immediately see that John was something of an anomaly. An American, he looked like a more refined version of Chip or Winthrop in his Savile Row suit, Hermes tie, and horn-rimmed glasses. But he also had a bookish awkwardness about him. Unlike his blue-blooded juniors at J.P. Morgan, John had a soft, almost whisper-like voice and never made direct eye contact. After getting settled in his office, he said, "The people in Chicago tell me you want to work in Eastern Europe, right? You're the first person I've ever met at BCG who wants to work there." "Yes, believe it or not, that's what I want to do." "Why?" I told him the story of my grandfather, how he'd lived in Moscow and then returned to the United States and ran for president and became the face of American communism. "I want to do something interesting like him. Something that's relevant to me and who I am." "Well, we've never had a communist working at BCG before," he said with a wink. He straightened. "At the moment, we don't have anything happening in Eastern Europe, but I'll tell you what. If you come work here, I promise that the first piece of Eastern European business that comes our way will be yours, right?" I quickly guessed that he said, "right," at the end of almost every sentence, as if it were a tick. I couldn't pinpoint why, but I liked John. I accepted his offer on the spot and became the first employee in BCG's East European practice group. I moved to London in August 1989 and rented a small house in Chelsea with two of my Stanford classmates who were also starting new jobs in London. On the first Monday in September, I hopped on the Piccadilly line with butterflies in my stomach, ready to take on Eastern Europe at BCG. Only, as John had explained, there wasn't any work in Eastern Europe.